Father's song.
Open up your heart.
Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing.
Just listen, you don't need to sing on this one.
Rejoicing over you, he's dancing over you. It's your Father's song.
Of course, if you can't help it, go ahead.
Can you hear a song? It's your Father singing. Rejoicing over you, he's dancing over you. It's your Father's song. He is singing from the throne room, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your Father's song. Can you hear the song? Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your Father's song. He is singing from the throne room, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound? It's your Father singing out loud, rejoicing over you, dancing over you. It's your Father's song. Can you hear the song? Father is singing, he is dancing, he's rejoicing over your life. Open up your heart to the Father's song. He is singing out loud and long. He loves you, he adores you, he created you. He is singing from the throne room. Can you hear it in your heart? And parting peace to you with love, more and more love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the song? Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing, rejoicing over you, he's dancing over you. It's your Father's song. Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing, rejoicing over you, he's dancing over you. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song.
You know, when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he didn't talk to anyone else like that that we know of in the Bible. When he talked with the woman at the well, he didn't talk with anyone else like her. In his conversation with her, when he talked to the Syrophoenician woman, he didn't talk to her like he talked to anybody else in the Bible. That leads me to believe that he talks to you with a unique message. He comes up with a song to sing over you that is absolutely your song, to intimately enjoy with Him. Everything He does with each of us is very personal. And then we come together as the church. You know, at communion, we pass out little pieces of bread representing the broken body of Jesus. If we bring all those loaves of bread inside of our temples and we take them as unto the Lord and we come together as a body, the loaf comes back together. If we take our individual pieces of bread and we go and just kind of float away and there's no covenant relationship among us, then that loaf is missing some pieces. I believe you have a unique, absolute unique experience with the Father. You're not a glump. You're not a pile. You're not a glob. You have an individual, unique relationship with Him. And He sings a very unique song over you. The challenge then is to come with the rest of the body of Christ to let that song become a chorus. Because all of our individual songs that we hear from the Father's heart come together in a choir, a chorus that brings praise to Him. The angels are all on the same page, but I believe they're hearing a different part to sing. When they sing holy, 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 it's in about a billion different parts, and they all harmonize. We just kind of read the Bible and we read the words and we think they're all just kind of singing the same note, holy, holy, holy. But He's given us the harmonies of heaven just to sing in this church. Come on, think about what heaven would be like. Amazing sounds that we've never heard before. So the holy, holy that we read in the Bible is so much fuller, so much grander in scale, so much greater in the way that He has those angels, and when we join them to have that expressed, you're going to know your part. You'll sing better than you ever have. And you can start now by hearing the Father's song inside of your heart. You can, it's probably the part that you're going to sing in heaven. That would be what I would guess. You're rehearsing here on earth the song that the Father gives you in your heart so that when you join the chorus of heaven, it's all going to fit in. Isn't that awesome what God is doing for us? He's better than we thought. Huh? Go figure. He's a lot better than we thought.
You know, our precious Lord wants us to experience Him. And I was standing in the back and David came up to me and said, I want to tell you what I saw. I said, okay. And then he told me. And I said, do you want to share it with other people? He goes, okay. So, David, do you want to tell him what you saw? He says, I saw colors. He started saying that. So what do you tell him the colors that you saw?
Green and blue and green, green and red and blue and green, green and red and blue.
And where did you see them?
Up there, then on that ball, then on two fans.
Wow. Those are angels. Did you know that? Have you seen angels before?
They're not like real angels. They're just like pretend.
No, they're actually real angels. But your eyes were opened by the Lord so you could see them. That's pretty cool. Have you seen angels at home?
No. No.
Not at home, just here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's cool. Well, you can tell me anytime. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. You know, we've had a lot of the little ones who have shared things that they see, and they're so pure. They're not tainted by the things that we've been tainted by, and we need to believe them. We need to encourage them. So if one of your children or someone that you're with comes to you and says, oh, I see something, don't say, well, that's probably something else. You encourage them and say, that's amazing. That's really amazing. Hi, Dan. You want to talk? Everybody wants to talk. Is this great? All these little preachers in the making. But we just really believe that, and I know that when we have faith of a child, we can experience the Lord. We can experience Him in ways that He has intended for all of us to experience. And not just in worship, not just when it's a collective time together, but all throughout our day, all throughout our evening, and we can posture ourselves to believe for that. If we're skeptical about those things, we probably need to give up control and put our control in the Holy Spirit. Oh, are you saying I can't question? You can question all you want, but God has created us to encounter Him. There is encounter with Him that's from the heaven, from heavens itself. And so He wants to take us to a place where we can really understand what He's saying. Sometimes our hearts, something rises up and we get angry with that. And we think, you know what? I deserve an answer. And I say, you are absolutely right. But we have a Spirit, the Spirit of God, who is so strong and so mighty that He will bring clarity to anything. And He's just big enough to use little children like this to say, I'm going to shake you so that you will start to move your eyes in a different direction so that I can show you who I really am and so that you don't miss my fullness. And we're going to speak about that this morning as we learn to encounter Him more and more and more. We want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you and I want to share with you some things that are on my heart about Holy Spirit. And we can call Him Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit. You see it both ways in the Scripture. But the Lord is saying to us, I have sent Him to you, and I want you to know Him. He is me. It's like, how does that work? It's very, very important. We can sense and we can feel His closeness and His nearness. But sometimes we really don't know how to put words to those feelings. And we might call it God or a good feeling. But the Lord says, I want to develop a relationship with you. A relationship with you so that there's an ebb and a flow and there's a constant movement. So when difficult things come our way, that we have such an intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that we'll be able to talk with Him, move with Him, and find out what the best solution will be. So we want to talk about that this morning. Because how many of us know that our God doesn't like it when anything is stolen from us? He's paid a big price for us to be able to walk in wholeness and fullness and security. And He's given us everything that we need. Everything for life and godliness. If that's true, then He also allows us to grow and be able to say no in Jesus' name. Many of us have been having dreams recently about authority. And it's just kind of interesting. I had one last night, and another seer in the body had one and such. And you know, the Lord speaks many different ways. And He's saying, oh, I so love Frontline. Oh, I so love these precious ones. I so want them to see what I have designed them to see and to own what I have designed them to own completely. So that they're the ones saying, not on my watch. For me, for my life, for my children, my grandchildren, you know. I know Daniel, when he was a little baby, these are our grandkids, a couple of them. I think the rest are scattered around. One's in Hawaii right now with Josh and Christy, as you know. But when he was a baby, Joe went in, or Mike went in, and there was gold dust on his face. And he's a baby in the crib. It's like, how cool is that? Wow. You know, what do? Get your Bible out and say, I just can't believe it. Let me get that off. That couldn't be. Nope, I don't see the word gold dust. But you see, the Lord's going to teach us how to receive revelation. I know Joe and Mike didn't do that. They went, wow, it's a manifestation of the glory of the presence of the Spirit of God on my child. Lord, I just want to worship you more. I want to understand you. Some of us have risen up in understanding for ourselves, but I believe there's more. So when we cry out for more, there's a face to that. There's a face to the more. What does more mean? More just good feeling? Or is there more experience, encounter that's always wrapped up in the living, active Word of God? So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We want to release the children. But before we do, I'm going to ask Tom to come up, because I know how this goes. On Sunday morning, everyone's in different directions. And Tom wants to share a few words about Frontline Training Center. Some of you may not know that we have four schools in Frontline Training Center, and he can just give you a quick highlight, if you would.
Yes, Frontline Training Center is the, for lack of a better phrase, the educational ministry of Frontline Ministries. And we're starting up a new series of classes this next week. Thursday of this coming week, March 1st, I believe that's March 1st, the Glory School will be kicking off, and that meets about every other Thursday. Amy is leading Glory School. There she is in the back. Thanks, Amy. And then on Thursday, the 8th of March, the Healing Course will kick off with its first session. Pastor Mary Pat is going to be teaching and facilitating the Healing Course, so there's been a real upgrade in the oversight of that course. Pastor Mary Pat is going to be sharing with you her experiences and imparting into people who want to go deeper in the area of healing. And, of course, Pastor Mary Pat, Pastor Bill, both have taken mission teams all around the world and have seen amazing healings, from the blind eyes being opened, from people in wheelchairs getting up and walking, from the deaf being able to hear. So that's going to be a very exciting course. That will meet about every 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to have to weave around their mission trip schedule, which will take place in March and then again in May. And then the School of Worship will also be kicking off this next week or so, in a couple of weeks. And the School of Media and Communications will also have some special projects. And the School of Business and Marketplace Ministry will be having one session, one communal session, and then we'll be doing some individual projects as well. All the details of those courses can be found on a sheet out in the foyer on the table, and there's also a sign-up sheet there. So if you are already an applicant of Frontline Training Center, you're welcome to sign up for any of those courses if you haven't already. And if you'd like to join Frontline Training Center, please see me after the service today, and I'll tell you how you can do that. Thanks.
Yes. Do you have something to share from Friday night?
We're going to wait till Tuesday.
We'll wait till Tuesday on that. There's a testimony in progress. I'll share that with you on Tuesday.
Yeah. There's a whole story behind that. It's quite amazing. We've just finished a three-day fast, Global Bridegroom Fast. And if you've not been part of that, your tendency might be to tune out right now. But tune back in, because I really want to deposit this very quickly, and then the children are released. We're a crazy fasting, praying, interceding group of people as a whole. We believe that the Lord has called us to do this, to be part of this, and those who have some understanding, some knowledge of why we do what we do, seemingly are growing in those areas. And I believe those are areas that the Lord wants us to discover. And sometimes we have mindsets of I won't, I can't, I shan't, I will not, I don't understand, it's not for me, it's hard, or whatever it might be, some thoughts. And I just want to offer that before we release everyone to, for you to consider before the Lord, what does it mean to be an intercessor? Do I have the wrong thinking? What does it mean to be someone who is praying for great and mighty things, not just for me, my world, my family, but also the church, the region, and beyond, the local and the international church? And so God wants to stir us up in this season, because we have been, the Lord founded the ministry of Frontline Ministries International and Frontline Worship Center on the heart of us being just completely covered by the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, Luke 4:18 and 19. And this is one of the avenues of communing with the Spirit of God and seeing great breakthrough and not losing. You know, sometimes we think, yeah, I'm trying, bam, I got knocked down again, I'm trying. So our nuclear weapons, our atomic weapons, to be able to advance the kingdom, to be able to walk in the real authority that God has given us, can be found through a lifestyle that we may not fully understand, and we might be missing out. We might be making decisions, we might be moving in directions that aren't necessarily A number one best for us. In other words, Holy Spirit hasn't spoken and said, yeah, that's me. And we don't want to do that. None of us do. Every person in here wants the very best. How many want the very best for our lives? Amen? So I'm really going to pose that to you to consider that before the Lord. That's all I can do. And those who have been participating, that's awesome. Awesome. And we also have what we call throne room stations, which we have kind of a, you know, a mixed match of pews. Isn't that great? And she's like, what are they doing here? Well, they were all completely messed up in a good way over the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we had amazing encounters with the Lord on those nights. And we closed with communion as well. But the Global Bridegroom Fast and a lot of the other things that we do are listed, it's just a paper, but they're listed as a point of reference and a point to begin on the table in the corner by Tom. Tom's out there. There he is. You can't see. There he is. And there's a table in the corner right by the doors. Grab one of those papers and say, Lord, show me what she's talking about. And then start there. And then we can build. And if you're interested to learn more about this area of worship, prayer, fasting that intersect each other, which really lead us to greater intimacy with the Spirit of God, which means if the perfect word that we all like, success in the Spirit, increase in dimensions in the Holy Ghost. Start there and then start partnering in and listening and watching. And if you need help, you need assistance, talk to me, talk to Pastor Bill, talk to some of the leadership here, and then we can help get you grounded. I know that we have materials in that realm, and some of the people who are participating in this are experiencing great things. Amen? And some of you are facing big decisions in the near future, and we surely want the very best for you. So do you. Amen. So, children, you are released to kingdom land. Amen. Goodbye. See you, see you, see you. All right. I'm going to go through some scriptures today talking about intimacy with the Holy Spirit, discussing our relationship about the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit and about Him. But don't want to stay there, because when we are just talking about God, there's a baby step that we take. And don't get me wrong, I study the Lord, study the Word, read the Word, examine the Word, want to know what the Word says. I want to know, because the Lord's Word is alive and it's active and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, which means that it's connected with heaven. It's not just words on a page. So anytime that we read the Word of God, we are connecting with our mind, but hopefully also our spirit, to be able to engage in what God is telling us. He's saying, you can enter into that Word. You can become part of, involved in that Word. So if there's something about the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, we can connect right at that moment, whoa, with the Holy Spirit. Because He wrote the book. So it's active and it's open. And we forget that. And we put it in our Western mindsets and our schedules many times and say, okay, I'll have my quiet time and I'll read the Word for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour or whatever when I have time, instead of turning it the other way around that, oh my gosh, this is the Lord. But the Lord says, at that point of discovery, I want you to understand that I wrote this book not just to give you a guideline through life. I wrote this book so that you would know me intimately, have a personal, walking, moment-by-moment encounter with me, that you could hear my voice, you could know my voice, and there's a oneness between the two of us. There's a scripture in Psalm 42 that says, deep cries or calls unto deep. How many of us have ever heard that before? Okay. The Lord's telling us, when we are looking in the scriptures at deep cries unto deep, He's saying, what I have done in you, maybe unbeknownst to you, but what I have done in you is really deep. And your deep is crying out to my deep. So deep cries out to deep, and there's a connection. We are at one with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by design, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. I'm going to make an assumption here, because I don't know everybody here, but I'm going to make an assumption that at this moment, we're assuming, and if not, it's new information, then that's great, and then we can see where it goes after this. But right now, for the study, for the time today, for the word today, we're going to assume that our worship and our praise is just going to the heavenlies and going to Jesus, going to the Father, and going to Holy Spirit. All three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Do you know that we can suffer some loss in our life? Now think of things that could be taken from you, just for a moment. We can suffer loss in our life because we say we love Jesus, which we do. We say we love Father, which we do. We really don't know Holy Spirit. Well, he's the one that makes things happen. You know, somebody touched me and then I can speak in tongues and there's some power that came. Cool. I can go preach the gospel and do all these things. That's great. And there are some functions that maybe we're flowing in of the Spirit of God, of the Holy Spirit. But we may not have a living, breathing, romancing, designing, encountering type of relationship, intimate type of relationship with him. Okay? So, think of something that might be, could have been, has been, and could potentially happen. Not that we're speaking negative things at all. It's like, oh, things that you don't want to be taken away. Oh. Health, welfare, financial blessing, place, destiny. Yeah, the list goes on. Now, if there was a possibility for increase for each one of us in the area of knowing our God intimately, and it might not have been fully released because we don't have an awareness of some things in the scripture, wouldn't you want to know? I would. Wouldn't we want to change? I would. Would we want to dig out what the Lord is trying to say? Would that be good? The first place that we need to start is to say to the Lord, your God, I'm not, and I am willing to submit myself to your complete 100% control. I will give up control of me to have you capture myself. My heart. I will give up 100% control. All control. In other words, anything that I think I'm managing, I am going to relinquish to you. And that means if I have to do an about face, if I have to turn and do something different, if I have to think differently, if I have to respond differently, if I have to change, I'm willing to do that. Ooh, if we're willing to say a real yes for that, the Lord will give us an opportunity right smack in our face. And then we continue to go down the same road, do the best we know how to do, as we say, because we're tired and we're weary and we're fed up and this is what makes sense to me. And then we might have thought we solved a problem or we had an answer that was logical to us, but it wasn't necessarily the best because the Lord does things out of the box that make no sense to us at all. You think about it, when Joshua told his men to go around Jericho 7 times, how weird is that? And the walls will start tumbling down. But he did it because he heard the voice of heaven. He really heard. So it's very, very, God is very different. He is very different from what makes sense to us. When Mary first had an encounter in Luke chapter 1 with the Spirit of God, God decided to send Gabriel. He said, Gabriel, I need you to go talk to Mary. I'm going to prepare her because she's an amazing woman. She's so amazing. She's pure-hearted. She's let herself go completely in my care. It's somebody that I can reveal my mysteries to. I can reveal the treasures of heaven to her. I can do that. I created her, and I had a plan before the foundation of the world. And I can release everything to her. She can be trusted. She's a seeker after me. Not after things alone, but me. It's like, oh my gosh, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, set your mind, your thinking, on things above. Not on earthly things. Not what makes sense, not what on what we see, not what on everything else over here. Not, in this realm, God says, no, 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 set. Well, Mary was doing that even before there was no New Testament at that point. But Mary was setting her mind on things above. She knew her God, and she continued to grow, but she knew God so well. So here's this deal in heaven going on, and God decides we're back to Mary now, 2,000 years ago. And Gabriel goes and talks to Mary in chapter 1, and he's starting to say, hey, Mary, look, there's some things that are going to happen to you. And she says, oh. And he says, do not fear. Let's look at it for just a moment. I a plan, really, to go into that. The Lord just quickened me right now. So let's look at Luke chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Everybody have their Bibles open? Okay. Luke chapter 1. God's best is for us always. All right, Jesus' birth foretold. It's not Christmas time here, but we're going to be talking about this for just a moment. Okay. Luke chapter 1. 28, verse 28. He said to her, greetings, favored one. Can you believe this? I love it. The Lord is with you. Greetings, favored one. Would you like to be greeted in your bedroom that way? Greetings, favored one. How many of us believe that we're favored by God? But how many of us want to grow in that favor? We want to grow in that understanding, in that favor. Greetings, favored one. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering, what kind of salutation was this? I would too. Like, what? The angel said, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. In other words, your life has been exemplary. And the very favor which exists in you is because of the Lord. And he has found you to be one who is considered a seeker. Therefore, he will release the treasures, the understanding of heaven to you. And here we go. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary said to the angel, well, I'm a virgin. How can this be? Interesting question. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, John the Baptist. I added that. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. Verse 37, for nothing will be impossible for God, or with God. Now look at Mary's response. Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. What did Mary do right at that moment? Okay. She encountered the Most High God. She already lived a life where she was seeking his face. The Lord decided to entrust her with great and mighty treasures from heaven, to reveal himself to her in another way. And after he did that, she said, here I am, you've got me, right there, right at that moment, because she had an understanding of our God that was so strong, so intimate. It wasn't as though she was just picked out of the flower garden. She had a life that was sold out, that was separated, that the Lord was so pleased and found such favor. She wasn't too busy for him. She wasn't trying to form her schedule and then make decisions out of that. She had postured herself to say, I'm going to know you with everything inside of me. And the Lord said, wow, my favor moves on you, through you. The doors are open, girl. Watch what I'm going to do for you. And I will impregnate you. How? With great and mighty things. Because with me, nothing is impossible. And they won't just be words on a page to you that you don't even know about yet. They will become active. They are active right now. They will become alive. They are alive right now. And the might and the power and the strength, bam, will back up that very word. It won't just be something that you have to hope for. Mary believed on the spot, at that moment. Mary believed. Mary said, okay. Why? Because she laid herself down. Her fears or wonderings, if she had any, at that second, were completely dropped off the boat. She decided that she was cooperating with heaven. She decided, there's nothing in me that's going to stay. We have to look at this and see a real person who had real feelings, who was going to be shunned in her society, who was going to be taken completely, turned upside down, rejected. She didn't know what would happen by Joseph coming, because this doesn't make sense. You don't, you know, get pregnant without a guy, especially when you're not married. Doesn't make sense anyway. So it's really something, it's an upside down picture of our upside down kingdom. But for us, it's right side up when we have the revelation from heaven. When we see, oh my gosh, he impregnated her. This is really cool. Okay. Well, that makes sense because it's Jesus and Jesus has to save the world. So since Jesus had to save the world, he had to, you know, something had to happen. He couldn't come with sin. We know that because he had to be the second Adam. And if he wasn't the second Adam to come and take the place of the first Adam, then some. And if he wasn't going to do that, then I guess he could have come and be born through somebody else. But that doesn't make sense because he didn't want to inherit any kind of sin nature that Adam had. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. God had to do it that way. Boom. Done. Finish that one. Without understanding that the Lord has woven into that account or story the revelation for us of how to walk in the supernatural, how to walk in the miraculous, how to walk with complete openness to the Holy Spirit and watch him move. Walk in a dimension that we were created to walk in every day. Walk in a dimension that would open our hearts to everything that he has for us. And not just sing about it, not just hope it happens someday, but to walk in it and grow in it and want more. Mary wanted more. Mary desired more. Why? Because she had. She had a complete and total encounter with the Lord. And when we do, we can't help but want more. And we say yes. And we say yes. And we say yes. Because we've encountered the presence of God. We're not waiting for someone to say, hello, pay attention. Presence of God is here. Or to convince us. It doesn't work that way. Mary didn't have a praise band behind her. You see? Mary was encountering the Lord. It's like, whoa. So he impregnated her, the Lord, the Spirit of God. That was his job. Does it make sense? It's okay. I prayed for a girl with no eyeball, and she could see. It doesn't make sense? That's okay. We tested it the next day for those who wouldn't believe it. I believed it when I saw it. It's like, whoo! She can see. There's no eyeball. I don't understand. He goes, I know. It's okay. But it's my power. It's my power, it's my authority, just working through you. Just stay low, little girl. Just stay low so I can be manifest. Outrageous love looks like something. Holy Spirit looks like something. He's not just somebody that we pray and say, Holy Spirit, bless us. Come, Holy Spirit. We liked your presence, Holy Spirit. He's intimate. He's personal. And he doesn't like the thief stealing from us. And when he touches us with power, strength, authority, healing, blessing, it grieves him that it's taken away. It might be a healing. You know, God is saying fight for him, for intimacy with him. Intimacy, meaning you're flowing with his voice. Some of us might think that we hear his voice and it might not be his voice. How scary is that? I'd be throwing myself on the floor saying, God, rip out of me anything that would not be Holy Spirit of God. You're big enough to impregnate Mary with the Savior of the world. And with you, all things are possible. That means I don't have to have any kind of fears, any kind of control. I don't have to have anything in me because I was not designed. I share heaven with you. And Mary was the same. Wow. And what did she do? If you read the scripture, just follow in your Bible. I'm very familiar with it. What does she do? She immediately goes to Elizabeth's house. She's not sitting and wondering and questioning. Wow. She immediately goes to Elizabeth's house and she tells her all those things, and John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb. It's just so amazing. And she says to her, I better find the verse. I want to read it accurately to you. She says, verse 44, "For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy." Wow. And she also said, let me back it up, 43, "And how has it happened that the mother of my Lord would come to me?" She believed too. Verse 45, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord." She got herself out of the way. Mary was out of the way. When you looked at Mary, you saw the Spirit of God. When you looked at Elizabeth, you saw the Spirit of God. Their lives reflected it imperfectly because they're human. But you saw the Spirit of God. And the Lord's going to teach us in this day to know each other by the Spirit. These are not words. I've said this many times, but seriously, think about them. The Bible says, I'm going to bring you into such communion with me that you will know each other by the Spirit of God. And you can connect with someone by the Spirit of God, because the same Spirit that impregnated Mary, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, let me say it again, the same Spirit that raised Jesus, he didn't raise himself. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. It's like, what? What? We preach that all over the world, and some people hear it, many people actually, and they get saved because the Holy Spirit is the one who opens their ears and brings salvation to them. But this Spirit that we're talking about is very big. The Spirit wants to have dominion in your family. Dominion over your children. Dominion over your studies. Dominion over your finances. Dominion over your life. Dominion over your health. Dominion over the strategies that you think you're coming up with to say, God, help me get through this life. It's so hard. He says, I will. I want you to know me. And that dominion will come, because that's why I sent Jesus. I sent Jesus to take back what was stolen from mankind. Well, take back what was stolen from Adam. He's the second Adam. And he came back and he said, I now have all authority and all power and all honor and all glory. That's who I am. And I can only stay a short time because I will go back to heaven. But I will send another helper, and he will be in you, and he will come upon you. You will know him. You will hear him. You will move with him. You will love him. You will want to move and be in his presence more and more and more. More and more, and no one will have to tell you you need that. Hey, and that authority that he gave us is from heaven, and he gave the same authority to Mary and the same authority to you and me. Jesus, how? He enables me to preach. Hey, it's the Spirit of God inside coming upon that rises up. It says, this is the truth. Speak the truth. They are designed to know the truth, and they shall know the truth, the Spirit of God, and the truth will set them free. Then anything else that gets in the way of that, you will rise up and say, no more, not on my watch. Right. Wow. What if our children were raised with that? With that kind of fire? I mean, they're raised with that from the crib. Wow. They're not in charge. You are. Okay. Wow. Wasn't planning this. Luke chapter 1, the Magnificat. In my Bible, it says that. Luke, look at verse 46 through 56. Oh, Mary says, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has regard for the humble state of his bondslave of love. I'm adding of love. She's so marked by love that, ho-ho, get out of my way. I'm willing to be rebuked. I'm willing to be reviled. I'm willing to be kicked. I'm willing to be ignored. I'm willing to be made fun of. I'm willing to be rejected. I'm willing to go through anything at all for the privilege of carrying the spirit of my Jesus. The privilege, the honor. She was made aware of that by the few simple words and probably some bodily things that were starting. We don't know exactly how long that was, but it does take a little bit of time to start to feel pregnant. I've been pregnant. I know it's not immediately, but sometimes you can know by the Spirit immediately and go, okay, that's a different story. But anyway, back to Magnificat. She says then, get this. Wow. For behold, from this time on all generations, they will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is upon generation after generation towards those who fear him. We're going to talk about the fear of the Lord in a few minutes, but capture that right there. Towards those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has exalted those who were humble. And he has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy. And he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. Where did that come from? This is little Mary and a virgin with a blue veil over, you know, in the little manger. You know, riding on the little donkey. I don't think so. He's a powerhouse of power, a house of power. Okay? The Lord says, you are to become a house of power, a house of prayer. A house of prayer. A house of prayer. Think of yourself as a house of prayer. Think of corporate houses of prayer. There are some around here. There's one in Canton. We're one in a different way. They're all over the place because the Lord says, gather together. But the Lord also says, you become that house of prayer. You become that sanctuary. You become that place of a habitation. You become not just a place where the Holy Spirit indwells you, but he is so one with you that there's nothing left at all. Other than him and you and me, well, not the three of us, but him and you together, tied together. And that is deep, crying out to deep, because the depth of God's heart, the depths of God's heart, he says, I'm opening up so that you can know me. Oh, I'm going to go through some verses that the Lord gave me in Revelation. Yeah, Angie, let's put the first one up. This is Revelation 1:4. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and him who was and who is to come and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Now, when he says grace to you and peace, he's saying, oh yes, we all know this from being little kids, right? Of course, I didn't as a little kid. But grace is his unmerited favor. Okay, meaning I can't take any credit for it. Yes, while that's true, grace also has another dimension. Grace is the influence that the Spirit of God has on our life. The influence. It's important. How much influence is the Spirit of God in you coming out towards others? How much is he influencing? How much of an influence? Spirit of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you and your children. If they know Jesus, lives in your children. Can you imagine that? Wrap your arms around that. Meditate on that for a few years. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead inside of us. Holy Spirit, go after it. Wake up in the morning. It's not just a book, Good Morning Holy Spirit, or a song. It's a living communion. In Corinthians, the Lord says, oh, you know, I just want to bless the Lord, grace and peace to you in the love of the Father and Jesus Christ and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I've been in so many religious churches, used to say that and go, yeah, that's really good. Amen. Now we can eat. And it's like fellowship is koinonia. Fellowship is intimacy. Fellowship is oneness. Fellowship is talking together, moving together, breathing together. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. He's in heaven and he can visit anytime he wants because he's God. He is God. But the Spirit of the living God lives inside of us and is here. And we need to welcome him, understand him, know his ways. And when he's moving, we move with him. He leads worship. Okay? He prays through us. This is a big, big deal. And I really believe that increased spiritual encountering and understanding of the Spirit of God and desire to know him is going to change some of the things in our life quickly. That's my decree. And I'm sticking to it. Okay, that was NASB. So anyway, grace to you is influence and unmerited favor. And peace, shalom, peace. Do you know that peace actually involves sozo, healing, salvation, oneness, completeness, perfection? You know, and we just go, hey, peace, man. Remember that back in the day, some of you who are alive? And there was no Jesus in that for many, most. But the Lord wants us to know that shalom, peace, looks like something. It feels like something. It involves something other than what we know. Because the Lord says, I'm going to increase my peace. And when you walk through the difficult times, nothing is going to be able to snatch that peace and that joy. Because joy, peace, and righteousness are in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. He's not a ghost. Holy Spirit. Him who was, who is, who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. You know what I think? I was really thinking about this week. I really believe this, that a lot of people think those are a bunch of angels just going, holy, holy, holy. That's a mistake. That is a mistake. There's a fullness in the Spirit of God. Okay? Holy Spirit of God. That is broader than what we probably have understood, some of us. And I don't know. That just came to me as a revelation that some people think, oh, there's a bunch of angels crying out, holy, holy. That's their job. Yes, there are. But it also involves the Holy Spirit. And we'll just continue on. To the angel. Whoa. Was that the first one? Woo! Okay. John to the seven churches. We just went through this one, right? Okay, what are the next one? That's good. The second one. Okay. Thank you, Angie. And Jesus, Holy Spirit. To the angel of the church in Sardis wrote, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Seven spirits? No, come on, you're really confusing me. I thought it was Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yes! But the seven spirits of God, God says, I want you to know me so well, intimately. Mary had a clue, but that was 2,000 years ago. I'm going to biggie-size myself so you really get the picture here, okay? I'm going to give you even more. There's a new and better covenant. Seven spirits of God. So in other words, I'm going to open myself up so that you can see me and understand me. So you don't relegate me to a position of, I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just come. Give me your power. Then I can be baptized in you, whatever that means. And then I can, you know, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Yeah. Come on. But I think, I really think that Christians, many Christians have unknowingly done that. So he who has the seven spirits, capital S of God, and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, and you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Let's go to the next one. And to the angel, messenger, this is the Amplified. Obviously, you see that. And to the angel, the messenger of the assembly, the church in Sardis, write, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God. Oh my. Here we go again. The sevenfold Holy Spirit. Let's look at that again. Let it get into your brain, into your spirit. The sevenfold Holy Spirit and the seven stars. I know your record and what you are doing. You are supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are dead. Thank you, Lord, for Amplified Version. Okay, keep moving, please. Next one. Revelation 4:5. Out from the throne. Now, this is heavenly stuff here, okay? Wow. These verses can lead us and should lead us and are designed to lead us into encounter with him, not just go into our wonderful brains. The Lord says, I designed you to know me, to encounter me with this, to understand me this way. Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. Seven lamps of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. Lamps of fire around the throne. See that in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is there. He is God. But he's seen and discussed and written about as being a lamp of fire. I want to know this lamp of fire. I want to understand and have communion with the seven spirits of God. And if my mind can only dissect, you know, this makes no sense. It's not logical. Great. Just say, Lord, I don't understand. I'm going to be Mary. Lay myself down and die and say, I receive your word. Unpack it for me so that I will have the spirit of revelation. I will have the spirit of understanding. I will have and walk in the spirit of wisdom. I will know and have the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I will know and have the spirit of the sovereign Lord coming upon me. Oh, which are the seven spirits of God. Let's go to the next one, please. That's NASB. This is Amplified. Out from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. Can you imagine this? And in front of the throne, seven blazing torches burned, which are the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. I believe that God says, I am trying to draw attention to myself for your good, and I want you to know me that way. And if you can't say, I really know Holy Spirit intimately, then start there. And that would be a question. How intimate, close are we with Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, I want to know you. Well, by faith, Mary said yes, didn't she? Come on. There's no belly there. There's no baby. By faith, she said yes. She said, yes, I agree. Why? Because she had already postured herself. She had already said, I am undone. You've got my life. Lord's reminding me of Isaiah 6, when Isaiah had an encounter with the Lord, and he was taken up into the heavenlies, and it was really mighty and powerful. And what was his response? Get away, I'm a man of unclean lips. Oh, Lord. In other words, he recognized, because of the power of that intimate type of encounter, what was in him was crying out like, oh, oh. You think, sometimes we think, oh, he's just so humble. It was everything inside saying, I am encountering the purity and the holiness, and that's the desire of my heart. I want the fear of the Lord. I want to know you in that way. Let's look at that for a minute. Look at Isaiah 6. Yes, Lord. He had a vision in verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. Wow, I wonder if it's the same throne in Revelation 4 or 5. Lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. And of course, the answer is yes. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings, and two he covered with his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. Wow, there's some really cool creatures. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Can you imagine this? And then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined. I'm recognizing, Lord, who you are. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And when he had these encounters and experiences with the Lord, eventually he was able to say, here I am, send me. Here I am, Lord, and send me. Verse 8. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Here I am, send me. Personally, I'm not trying to reduce our mission teams. personally, I like to travel abroad with people who are in love with Jesus, who want to know Holy Spirit at all cost, who will not balk, resist, who will say, it's not about me. I want to die. Yes, I'm imperfect, but I want everything. And if I hear something that's going to on the inside from Holy Spirit, I'm going to allow it to just go by the wayside. That's the kind of person that can be trusted more by the Lord when he says, that's not me, that is me, that's not me, that is me. Mary was young. She was a virgin. She was a teenager. She's a young girl. But the Lord saw that kind of heart. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for our hearts. He's looking for us. He's saying, garbage in, garbage out. Anything that's there, we got to get out. Because we're triad beings, you know, body, soul, and spirit. And when our spirit came alive, our spirit man or woman, spirit man inside, not generic really, spirit man inside was then alive and connecting with the very Holy Spirit of God, becoming one. That's powerful. Mary didn't take it for granted. And he's saying, when and if and when we take that for granted, then we miss where he's trying to go. We get too busy. The enemy tries to distract us because he knows that we will be such powerhouses. He doesn't make it hard. Like, oh, it's so hard. Not really. That's the enemy speaking to you saying, it's really hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. He doesn't. He says, just get down and die. If you do that, then the enemy can't touch. He can't hold. He can't continue to sting and sting and sting and sting. He might try. You know, he'll give you a good swift kick, and I've had a few of them myself that seem to last a while. Well, I'm going, no, this is who I am in Jesus. And then there's an overcoming, and then I go to the next place, and the next place, and the next place, and the next place in closeness, dimensions of the Godhead, dimensions in the kingdom, kingdom reality. Okay, the next scripture verse, please. Did you flitch it? Oh, thank you. This is the message. I like the message most of the time. Sometimes I think the message needs some revelation, but most of the time, I'm not saying I know more than the Bible. I'm saying there's some things the Lord wants to continue to reveal to us, okay? And we might see things that aren't always contained in there. Let's put it that way. I was caught up at once in deep worship. And oh, a throne set in heaven with one seated on the throne. Deep worship. That's good. Caught up. I mean, no distractions. Nobody was pulling at his leg. This is John the Revelator. No one's saying, hey, John, come here. I was worshiping. And someone, you know, came up and said, hi, how you doing? There was no interaction. The presence of God was more important than somebody else around at that moment. I was caught up at once in deep worship, and oh, a throne set in heaven, and one seated on the throne, suffused in gems, hues of amber and flame, with a nimbus of emerald. 24 thrones circled the throne, and 24 elders seated, white-robed, gold-crowned, lightning flash and thunder crash pulsed from the throne. 7 fire-blazing torches fronted the throne. These are the sevenfold Spirit of God. Before the throne, it was like a clear crystal sea. Amen. Next one, please. And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. How many of us know that when you're speaking about a horn in Scripture, in this particular context, that the horn represents great power and authority? So there's a description here of the lamb standing, having 7 horns and 7 eyes. 7 eyes. The eyes of the Lord's understanding are moving to and fro throughout the world. His eyes of understanding. He has the privilege and the power, the authority and the responsibility to release illumination to us. He can see everything. He understands everything. There isn't anything that moves away from his gaze. Wow. We are so safe by saying, I drop myself to you. I drop my fears. I am not going to say I'll do it next year. There's nothing, nothing that can even compare to your greatness. Nothing that compares to your might. You are Jesus, and your spirit, the spirit of the living Christ, lives inside of us. Get that? The spirit of Jesus Christ lives inside. Inside of you right now, the Spirit of the Father and Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit, and He lives inside right now to all of us. This is amazing. This is revelation, maybe for the first time, of importance and significance for some of us. I'm telling you, this will rock our world, change our world. I believe that this is something that is going to turn this church upside down. I really do. Because if we grab it, if we say, I want to be like Mary, that you say, greetings, O favored one. I will do whatever. I will be whatever. I will lay down and die. I don't care. I am going to turn this way, and I am going to allow everything to change in my life. That may sound drastic, like I can't do it. I can't do it. Anytime we think we can't do it, we are right. We can't. But He can and He will if we hold on, because we're one. You see, we were tethered. Deep cries out to deep. And if we hold on to Him and we wait, the Lord says, wait, wait. Don't be hasty. Because what's the enemy's job? He's going to try to mess you up so hard that you can't stand it anymore. And then we react. That's not necessarily the Spirit of God. And then we lose. The Lord says, I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. I want you to gain. I'm a God who increases you, who provides abundance, who continues to release, 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 release. Wow. You know the song that you know I don't like? The one that says, I don't know how it goes, but the Lord gives and He takes away. I so dislike that song. I don't know who wrote it, so I'm sorry, but I just do. Well, what do you mean? God takes anything He wants. Of course He's God. But when we're singing to our righteous God, we're saying, I want to know you. You designed me to be connected in your heart. I've got divine fabric living on the inside of me. Divine favor, divine fabric, the Spirit of God. The sevenfold Spirit of God lives in me. Can you imagine that? Understanding, knowledge, wisdom, fear of the Lord, Spirit of the Sovereign God, and more live in me. He says, I want to release myself through you, over you, upon you. I'm going to come upon you. You're going to see such great things you can't even imagine. And not just sit in a good message, which this is, and go, yeah, that's really true. We're going to own it. We're going to say, today, this is me. This is who I am. I am going to encounter you because I was designed for encounters. Every day, every moment is an encounter with Him. It's living. It's active. It's while we're cutting up the celery for the salad. It's while we're bathing our children in the bathtub. It's while we're at work or we're out chopping trees or whatever we're doing. The Lord says that intimacy, that closeness belongs to you. And then you bring that in here and this place will blow up. Oh, it's a desire in my heart. All right. Seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits. Did I give you any more? Which one was the next one on there? Oh, the Amplified. And there between the throne and the four living creatures, beings, and among the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin. Thank you for explaining all this, Lord. I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, who have been sent on duty far and wide into all the earth. Which are the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, who have been sent on duty far and wide into all the earth. You mean when I pray for the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of revelation, Spirit of power, that's really Holy Spirit? Yes. Well, aren't there angels of wisdom? Yes. Huh? Angels are created beings. and they will reflect the nature of God, and they will come to serve us. They will come to help us, but they don't contain the Holy Spirit as we do. Do you understand? They are created messengers. But the Lord says, I'm going to make it even easier for you. So here we are in heaven, and there are angels. I know by the Spirit, because it was revealed to me, that what David saw were angels. Colorful. Amen. To a little four-year-old. Alrighty then. We should be seeing angels. Are you saying that I'm not, and I'm not as mature? I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that we can see. We can see and we can hear and we can mature. We can. And we can do this quickly, actually. Meaning he's looking for a heart that will be completely released. Completely. Oh. It's not hard to die. You just lay down and do it. Okay, the next one, please. Isaiah 11:2. I've preached on this before, and I was trying to remember what year, month, or whatever, so I could refer to it. I had no idea. So it's somewhere in the archives on the website. I don't know. But anyway, Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, some verses have, I don't have them all up here, so some of you have that, will rest on him. Who? Jesus. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel, and strength, and knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. That was the last one, correct? Oh, can we go right to, I didn't give you any amplified or message on that one. Okay. The Lord, back up just a bit, please, Angie, I'm sorry. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. This has been a lifeline for me, this verse. The Revelation verses as well, this puts it all together. But if you don't have an understanding from the scripture, you'll think, you know, it's just a little spirit thing. You don't take the spirit word real seriously. But it's extremely important. Let's take a look at this. Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Some of us are not going forward. Some of us are incurring loss because we don't have this kind of intimacy. That's true. I asked the Lord that, and that's what he told me, so I have to say it's true. I really believe it. But you see, those of us who are thinking about what we don't have yet and concentrate there, I would say that there's probably a concentration on lack. And that's not healthy. Because then we're struggling just to deal with the lack. And then we stay in that struggle. And we really don't grow in intimacy like we think we are. The Lord is saying, if your eyes are set on me, that will pale. All of that will pale. It won't be nearly the big deal. How could she possibly take this encounter with Gabriel that she had? How could she take this encounter with the Lord? I mean, the Holy Spirit's here with her too, okay? But Gabriel was the messenger. I just wanted to, you know, maybe for us as well, I'm sure. How could she take this and just say, nothing matters to me. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I don't care. Kick me again. Reject me. It doesn't matter. How could that happen? Because she was so filled up with the sevenfold Spirit of God. She was. At that time, he came upon God's favored ones, God's anointed ones. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. Turn to Isaiah 61:1, please. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, This is up to verse 3. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. When we concentrate on the spirit of the sovereign Lord and we have embraced him, who is different from the spirit of wisdom, who is different from the spirit of understanding, who is different from the spirit of knowledge, who is different from the spirit, understanding and revelation go together, who is different from the spirit of the fear of the Lord, when we embrace the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but when we understand the function, if you will, and the way that each is trying to make himself so known to us, all being the same and all being one, when that happens, there's an alignment that comes into being. So Pastor Bill preaches about honor, alignment, and favor, and he preached on that last week, an extension of another message that he had before called honor, alignment, and favor. The Lord is saying also, when you honor me as Mary honored me, you will be brought into that type of alignment which releases the favor, and we will be greeted also. Greetings, O favored one. Mary walked in that fullness. Can you see that? So in Isaiah 61, we're talking about Jesus here. We're talking about the spirit of the sovereign God resting on Jesus, but also for us, because we are tethered together from heaven to earth, having the same spirit that touched Jesus that raised him from the dead. When Jesus was baptized in Luke chapter 3, I guess, yes, Luke chapter 3, the Holy Spirit came upon him and immersed him totally and clothed him. Now, some of us think, well, he just got power. What do you mean, just got power? Jesus came as a man like you and I. So the Holy Spirit in fullness came upon him, spirit of the sovereign Lord, spirit of the fear of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of revelation, spirit of knowledge, all came upon him at that time, and then he was sent out to walk out his communion with the Holy Spirit as he communed with his Father, because the Holy Spirit rested upon him. Contained, he was contained by the Holy Spirit. Can you see that? It's like, what? So Jesus went about everywhere in Galilee and everywhere, and he started to preach and teach and heal, and he did that in the anointings of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It's like, whoa. So if I want wisdom, what do I do? If I want revelation, what do I do? If I want understanding, what do I do? If I want a spirit of the fear of the Lord, what do I do? Mary spoke about the spirit of the fear of the Lord in the verses I read at the end of Luke. And she was completely sold out and captured. And if we really cry out for the spirit of the fear of the Lord, this place is going to shake, rock, and roll. Because sometimes when we encounter great and mighty power and it's new, it's like, wow. But the spirit of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And Proverbs also says wisdom. The Lord says, what? Do you want? Do you want me? Do you want all of me? All of me? Or are you content for just staying in a little religious box? Because any time we are not hungering after things of the Spirit, we're in a religious box. Take it. Don't get mad at me. It's the truth. It is the truth. It's the real truth. If we're not hungering, if you're hungry, you go to the cabinet, you go to the refrigerator, you go to the store, you get some food, and you're going to eat. If we're hungering after him, we are going to hunger. And he's going to increase, and he's going to stir us up. It's really true. And if we start thinking, well, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, we have just taken a mirror and looked at ourselves instead of looking at him. It's the truth. Why am I saying this? I'm preaching it to myself. It's like, listen, I want more. Because we were designed with the more in mind. Do you understand? We were designed with more. When there's going to be such a release for you on the drums. Just stand up for a second. I want you to receive this. The Lord just told me. Dan, the Lord says to you that there's a release from heaven to earth. There's a new sound that's coming right now. And that new sound is taking over in your hands and in your ears. And all the blocks that have hindered that right now just fall into the ground. Because the Lord sees the sincerity of your heart. And he's saying to you, this day, son, seek after me with full heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you will see, and great and mighty things will come as you drum and also the other instruments that you play. This is a new season, and this is a prophetic declaration to release you into the destiny that you have intended to go into fully, and to say yes to it, and absolutely say, Lord, anything from the past is under the blood. Anything that I thought worked before, it does not. And now I'm going in full freedom and measure, and I'm taking it all by faith in Jesus' name. That's for you. Wow. That's what he's got for us. Whoa. Gee, that's heavy. Oh, you want a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at Ephesians. Oh, yay. I think our Lord's serious. What do you think? Is this fun? Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. How many of us know this? Okay. You know, it's like, do I put my hand up? I don't know. Maybe I don't know it. Do I know this? Okay, if you want to know this more, put your hand up. Okay, this was a portion. This belongs to us. This is NASB. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom. This is not an angel. We're not talking about the angel here. Okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking, angels are different. And they carry and they reflect the glory and they reflect the presence and the nature and the character of God, as I said. The Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, he wants us to know him intimately because he loves family. And he says, I'm going to release wisdom and revelation to you. They go hand in hand. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know. You will know. Inside, you will know. Your heart will be enlightened. You will know what is the hope of his calling inside. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. And there's might again. The spirit of might is being referred to right here. This is all collective. And those of us who like to dissect and have things nice in order, A plus B equals C, I'm actually like that very much. Oh, you couldn't be. Oh, she is. This is so much fun. This is so much fun because the Lord says, I'm looking for the hungry ones. I'm looking for those who want to discover. And you are one. You are one, Healy. The Lord says to you, this is a day where the Lord's going to increase the wisdom and the knowledge and the favor and the understanding. And the Lord says, I have seen the hungry eyes and heart that you have to discover the truth in his word. He sees you as a seeker. And this is a new day for you, that what you have wondered and pondered in your heart, the Lord's going to give you new answers. And he says, don't go to the left or to the right, but stay on the course that you're on. And the destiny is beautiful that belongs to you. And he sees that you will teach. You will teach the word of God, because he's giving you the spirit of revelation in a new way and understanding to be able to offer to you the truths of the kingdom. Oh, okay. Was that the last one I gave you? Yeah, let's do the Amplified. Okay. Thank you. I just did this during worship. Thank you, Angie. I said, can you just put these up for me? Thank you. You're so good. Okay. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that mean I can't pray and talk to Holy Spirit? No. That's not what that means. If you've thought that, and if you've not understood, and you've tried to put them in a little compartment, no. It's not how it works. Are you contradicting scripture? No, there's just more. That's good. He always prays. Yay. That doesn't mean he doesn't talk to Holy Spirit. That's what God wants to teach us, how to dissect and how to understand the word of God. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation of, what is that? Why, let's read. Of insight into mysteries and secrets. What? You know, people who have insight into mysteries and secrets, they look like something. You want to be around them. It's like, oh, do you have something? I just want to be near you. I like you. I like you a lot. These are people who are really, really humble. You know, they have humble hearts. They reflect the beauty and the glory of God. It's like, wow, they're not walking around like this. You know, these are people who God has said, I see that you spend time with me and you really care about me. And my agenda means more than yours. Yeah, I really like that. Okay. So, insight into mysteries and secrets. Do you know, the Lord says, I'm just going off where he tells me, Deuteronomy 29:29 is really powerful. Let's look at it. Just keep your eyes on Ephesians and Deuteronomy at the same time. Pshaw. Yeah. I had no idea. I just woke up this morning and said, help. How did you want to do this, Lord? I spent a lot of time with him this week, and I think I know why. Deuteronomy, got to get you here. You're probably there before me. I have to get my new iPhone out and try to use that. That's what I should do, huh? I have an iPhone. I'm so excited. Just have to learn all the different things. I'm there now. I finally got there. I've got so many papers in my book. Okay, Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord. Now let's really grab this by the Spirit. Can we do that? Not with just our minds alone. Can we do that? The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons and daughters forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. This is cool. The secret things. Now, I know that's a familiar verse to all of you, but if it's not really exciting to you, like, whoa, I'm going after you with everything inside. I can't wait to have more of you. I don't want anything that's not pure and holy and righteous. I don't want anything that could possibly even be a different voice or counterfeit. If you're not doing that, you probably have ventured into a little religious box. It's the truth. I've had to speak to my own water over the years. Like, how thrilled am I? How excited am I? It's not good enough to say I'm an intercessor. I've got to act like one. I do. Because an intercessor looks like something. A sold-out, crazy, radical person looks like something. But you see, when we die, these things get to surface because they can. Because God made it this way. He absolutely designed it. Let's turn to Isaiah 59:21. Not in the plan either, but turn to Isaiah 59:21. And did you notice in Deuteronomy 29:29 that all of this that's revealed that belongs is from heaven belongs to us? And the Lord says, hey, what if it hasn't been revealed yet? Would you like to go get it? How would you like the spirit of revelation to fall on you? How would you like to be able to hear a mystery from heaven? How would you like to be someone who is able to actually go in to the council chambers of God in heaven and say, what's up? What's happening here? I'm just not going to center on, okay, Revelation 4:1 says, come up here, come up now. I'm not going to spend 5 years trying to figure out if that's true. I'm going to take it by faith and say, it's true. And I'm going to lay there until it happens. I'm serious. Come on. We've been talking about this for 16 years. Oh. I'm not mad. I'm happy. I'm really happy. Okay. What did I say? Isaiah 59. What did I say? Oh, yes. Okay. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you. Oh, there he is. And my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring. Ha, I like that. Nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring's spring, says the Lord, from now and forever. wow, this belongs to me. This is the mantle of heaven. This is my portion. This is happening in my family. I'm not surprised that my grandson has gold dust on his head in the crib. I'm excited, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that my grandson sees angels in the place. I'm not surprised because I do, and I have gold dust, and I walk that way, and I'm not settling for anything less because God says, this belongs to you. Do you see? God's saying, seek after me, seek after me. I would say, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to hear it, but if there's any religious stuff in me, it's ick. And I'm willing to just lay down and die and take everything that you have, and I'm willing to change everything that I'm looking at. Wow, we do that. Woohoo, we're the winners always. Jesus is the winner, man. That's Jamaica 1996, Dylan? Six. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's finish Ephesians and we can wrap this up. Maybe. Okay. That he may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope that which he's called you to. How can we make decisions for people in our life around us if we don't know and understand what he says about a certain situation? We can make them, and we will, but maybe with the wisdom of the world. And we're in treacherous times. And the enemy is very tricky. Very tricky. But having the eyes of our heart flooded with light, I just like to read it again. So you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. Lord, I want to know this. I want to meditate on these scriptures, Lord. I don't even understand all that you're saying, but I want to lay before you. I want to try to make it to soaking if I can. I'm going to soak it home. I'm going to allow your presence to come upon me. Holy Spirit, I'm going to welcome you. I'm not discarding Jesus and Father. Now I'm in Holy Spirit. That's not how it is, God. But I'm just understanding that there is a dimension of the kingdom that has been closed to me because I haven't seen. And now I want to see. I want to see more. And I'm just ornery enough in a good way to say, nothing is stopping me, not on my watch, not for my kids, because it will affect my kids and my grandkids and my future generations. And also, Lord, because I love you so much, and because I know that I was designed to know you this way, I was designed for this kind of intimacy and closeness. And how dare the enemy come towards my family or towards me again? How dare? I think that's how Jesus was. I don't know about you. I think that's how he was. Yeesh. And so, that you can know and understand. There we go. Know and understand. Know and understand. Know and understand. Like, yes, I get it. What is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing? What is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength? Let me read it again. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, because he is the God of might. Wow. His might, his power, not by might nor by power of ours, but by my seven-dimensioned, faceted, folded spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Know me in all areas, in all places. Know me and desire to know me more, so that when something comes your way, you just like, I'm uncomfortable with that. Let that uncomfortable feeling be the spirit of God and not a spirit of fear rising up saying, don't do that, don't do that. It's God. Whoa, we can't afford to do that in these days, because the enemy is increasing. because the glory is being released. He is increasing, and he's tricky, and he's trying to say, I don't want you guys to see what belongs to you, who belongs to you, who you can have, what you can do, and what encounters really look like. I don't want you to get it. I don't want you to like this. I don't want you to swim in that. I don't want Ephesians 1, 17 through 19 to be any part of your portion. I don't want you to be this way. I don't want you to be excited about things above. I don't want you to pursue. I don't want you to go after. I don't want you to say, get up, nothing will stop me. I don't want that. That's what he's saying to us right now. Isn't that glorious? What did she say? Some of you are excited inside because you're hearing truth. Many scriptures. And the Holy Spirit's going, yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me. You want more of me. You want more of me. You're going to lay down and die. You're not going to do stupid things anymore. You're not going to make decisions to go and do things that make no sense. And then you have to repent later. No. And with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, you won't want to do that. You won't want to do that. You won't say, well, you know, we have fears and we have emotions and it's just when we get these really bad times. You're not going to do that because you won't want to do that. And you won't be able to do that with the spirit of the fear of the Lord living inside and burning as a flaming torch, as we read. That will not be your portion. It'll be, ew, ick. I don't want that. I might be tempted. Whoa, no, I say no to that in Jesus' name. Some of us cannot stand under the power of the enemy because we don't know that we have been released from his hand. We don't know it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is locked up on the inside. We don't have his power, his wisdom, his understanding, his might, his revelation, and his wisdom moving through us. We don't have it. He's in there going, seriously. The Lord says, I came to convict the world. You're not in the world, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I came to do that. It's loving. It's a love act. Because they're going to hell without me, and they need me, but I need you to go get them. And if you have the spirit of the sovereign Lord upon you, that's great. But if you try to move without wisdom and understanding and revelation and knowledge and fear of the Lord, you're foolish. And some of us in here are probably foolish. And the Lord says, it's time to only be a fool for Christ and to lay all foolishness down and say, Lord, I'm going to take a hard, loving, gently loving word and say, no more, not of my watch, no more, no more, no more, no more. And anything I want is you and nothing else because you're worth it. I'm not going to wait till I feel like it. I'm going to do it because you are God and I am not. You created me and you know what you're doing and I don't. And so if your emotions are raging and running, going, oh, it's so hard, I can't. Know that you're being held by something else that's telling you that you can't. Because you were created for the can. I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All. Yes, Lord. Now, because of the time, I didn't define, which I can do, actually, point by point for you in your notes. Maybe I'll do that next time. Or maybe I'll print it up. Or maybe I'll let you discover some things. But some of these areas that talk about wisdom and understanding. Understanding is really tied to revelation. I really don't want us to just go, Spirit of Revelation, come, and not have any clue to what that means. It means open yourself up and die. Okay? And then the Spirit of Revelation will say, oh, okay. Now you may think, you mean I have to be perfect in order to have revelation and wisdom? Well, this is a bummer. No. I mean, we can actually pray this for people who are ungodly. Do you know that? We can say, Holy Spirit, you know what? You're my best friend, Holy Spirit. What? Jesus is not your best friend? That's a given. Holy Spirit is my best friend. He lives in me. He's part of me. Wherever I go, he goes. This is my temple, his temple. He lives inside of me. I take care of this temple. Are you taking care of your temple? He likes a nice temple. Are we grieving him? Do we make him go, ooh, inside? Do we stop him? Do we quench him? Because we are sure that we're going to think and feel the way that we think and feel. That quenches him. It stops him. He can't move. You know? Are we saying, Holy Spirit, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want, I am. I'm your servant lover. I'm laid down. Whatever you say. And just because I'm in agreement with somebody else, that doesn't mean it's Holy Spirit. Honestly. Isn't this fun? Let me just have a drink of water here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being here, for increasing. Some people say, don't invite him. He's already here. Well, I'll tell you what. He's not showing up in places that don't have high regard for him. He really isn't. He's going to go somewhere else. And he's here. He's been here, but he lives inside of us. And he's saying, I want to stop you in your tracks right now. I want to speak to you. Maybe you've got deep down fear somewhere. It's time for that to go. It's time for you to take your place. It's time for you to take the challenges. And now you're going to walk them out with me. You're going to walk them out with me because I am in you. I am the tutor. I am the teacher. I am the leader. I am the revealer. I am the one who's going to do this for you. You need me. That's what he says. You need me. I came to release myself over you. Let's turn real quickly in John 16, then we'll pray. Thank you, Lord. I have another message the Lord has put on my heart, but because of time, I'll give it in 2 weeks, so hopefully you'll be here. I think I will. Okay. Let's take a look at chapter 16, verses 12. I have many more things to say to you. These are Jesus' words, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And he will not speak on his own initiative, some versions say authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. That's Revelation right there. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Now, I believe that there's been a tendency in the body of Christ. I believe it because I used to be this way. I'm not anymore. But I used to think, oh, okay, well, my eyes are on you, Jesus. My face is on you. My face, our eyes, boom, boom, that's where it goes. That's where it stays only. That's not wrong. That's right. I am postured. I am in love with Jesus. He's my bridegroom king. It's the Spirit, tethered Holy Spirit in me, and the bride together, we say, come back. Catch this. Come back, bridegroom king. It's the Spirit and the bride that say, come. Come. Revelation, the end of the book. Come. The Spirit and the bride. So in this passage here, I don't want you to think of, I don't believe the Lord or me or any of us want to think that the Holy Spirit is a delivery boy. Because I didn't know him in my early years. I didn't know him. I was baptized in his power, but I didn't have intimacy with him. And I started out doing things, crazy, wonderful things for the Lord. I thought, like, whoa, and I feel his presence, but I didn't understand how to walk with him. But I've learned over the years is He is my best friend. Holy Spirit is my best friend. My love knows that. So is Jesus, so is the Father. The Holy Spirit is my best friend because He's personal, He's real, He's here, He's living inside. Wherever I go, He goes. Jesus says that He never leaves us or forsakes us. Jesus, the Holy Spirit is here because Jesus is in heaven. Do you understand this? It is not wrong to cry out to Holy Spirit, to even talk to Him, to pray to Him, to love Him, to embrace Him. He has feelings. He has emotions. He is a person. He's not a delivery boy. He is the kingdom. He is God. He is fully, fully God. And if He is not resonating through you, especially in the prophetic, in dreams and visions, you can hear something that is not filtering through His gentle ways. Because when we're hearing from Him, He's going to put things in alignment and order. It's a package deal. Because He's not interested in our gifts, because He's the gift giver. That's what He does. He's interested in who we are in love with Him. That's the difference. And that's how we're going to live a life that's going to bring heaven to earth. That's the real key. Some people call it understanding the cross. Okay. But if we don't understand who Holy Spirit is involved, how He's been involved from creation for us, from creation to now, then we're missing something in our walk, and we're going to have a different understanding, a limited understanding. God says, I want more for you. We just have some backup here. I'm just going to pray. We're not calling you up to the front. We're just going to pray right now for a time of the Lord solidifying some things in our heart. Yeah. Let me read, as the worship team comes up here, I'm going to read a scripture the Lord just put on my heart. If I can find it here. One moment. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. This is one that is about wisdom. As I've talked about understanding and wisdom and knowledge and power and fear of the Lord. But I really think that the Lord wants us to contemplate some of these things before we... so that we can be rid of anything that would hinder us from our yes. Let's put it that way. Let me just read to you something in chapter 3 of James in verse 13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy or selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but it's earthly, it's natural, and it's demonic. For where jealousy or selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above, can you turn it down a little bit, Andy? But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. I'm going to read that again. But the wisdom from above is pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's reasonable, it's full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Father, this is a moment right now in time that I believe that You have opened the eyes of our understanding. And You've opened our hearts right now to be able to receive from You, Lord, just an increase, an invitation for encounter before You. An invitation to encounter You, Lord. As Ezekiel was pulled up by heaven to heaven by his that Ezekiel was pulled up to heaven by his hair. That Elijah outran the chariot, Lord, with supernatural strength. That there were so many encounters where Moses went up on the mountain, Lord, with the 70 elders, Lord, and he dined in a beautiful way in glory and peace, and it was supernatural. Lord, that there were so many supernatural occurrences from the beginning of your word to the end, from the beginning of time until the end of time. Lord, that you designed us to acquire, secure, go after, covet, to set our hearts and our minds on those things which are pure and holy. Lord, that we would run into your arms right now, Holy One. And Holy Spirit, that there would be just a download from heaven right now into each mind, into each heart, that we would so desire to know you, to know your ways, to know your kingdom heart. We welcome you inside, Holy Spirit, right now. And we're asking you right now to remove and to cleanse us and to accept our heartfelt desire to turn away from anything, anything that has hindered that communion with you. Yes, Lord. Lord, we're asking that this would be a new season, that this would be a new way, that this would be a new day, that this would be an opportunity, Lord, for each one of us to grasp the height and the depth of your kingdom love and the breadth and the width of your kingdom love. I just thank you, Lord. Lord, that this would not just be a time where we say, okay, sorry, God. Lord, that we would so desire the gift of repentance from you, that we would so desire saying, please, please, what can I do? What can I do? What shall I do? I'm in your presence. What shall I do to know you? What shall I do to have more? Where can I go to find you? How can I commune with you? That would be the desire of our heart. That the more that we want is you. That the more that we cry out for is you. More wisdom, Lord, is you. More revelation is you. More understanding is you. More knowledge is you. More spirit of the sovereign Lord is you. More spirit of the fear of the Lord is you. Lord, we're desiring to know you in fullness. The fullness of the Godhead is found in these dimensions of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are a gift to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you shed your love upon me. Jesus' love, Father's love. And that you enable me to be a carrier of your glory. You enable me, Lord, to go to the highest places, to go to the darkest places, to go to the places, Lord, to go into the places because I've been in the secret place. Lord, that there would be a great stir in my heart today, Holy Spirit. A great stir in my heart. Thank you, Lord, that this wouldn't be an academic lesson for me, Lord. That I would encounter you right now. Holy Spirit, come more. Come more. Come more. Come more. Come more right now. Come more. Please increase. We invite you. We invite you. We treasure you. We bless you. We exalt you. We raise our hearts and our eyes to you, Lord. We want to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge and the favor and the understanding that Jesus had. Thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of revelation is here. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here opening us up right now. Opening us up, opening us up. Thank you, Lord, that you're turning things on the inside. That some of us, Father, you're going to speak to us later and you're going to tell us that we need to change and we need to move and we need to take a different course and that we've been hasty because of fear. We've made decisions because of our own mind. Lord, help us. Save us from the traps of the devourer right now because of the intimacy that's growing right now. Thank you, Lord, for the clarity of heart and mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we're posturing ourselves right now like Mary did, emptying ourselves right now as Mary did so that we could have supernatural encounters. Thank you that you are the gift giver. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the gifts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the manifestations. They all come from you. Thank you. Father, I lift my voice to you. Jesus, I lift my heart to you. Holy Spirit, my fellowship is with you, and my decision is to embrace you fully. You're my closest comrade right now, and you will never move from my side. Thank you, Lord, that I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. I invite you, Holy Spirit. I embrace you, Holy Spirit. And I will walk with all the anointing and all the increase that you have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm open up right now. I want your fullness right now. I want your fullness. By faith, I want your fullness. I want to know you. I'm increasing right now in fullness. I'm increasing the spirit of wisdom. I'm increasing in the spirit of understanding and revelation and knowledge and the spirit of the sovereign Lord, enabling me to take the gospel to set the brokenhearted and the captives free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the spirit of the fear of the Lord is getting my attention. Lord, that I understand that there's more. And I want that burning embers, those burning embers and the burning flames on the inside. I want them to overtake me. I want to be possessed by you, Holy Spirit. I want to be overtaken completely, 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 totally. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that the full authority that you've given me is able to be released in power and strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I might commune with you and know your mind and dance with you and walk with you. And Lord, that any confusion that I might have would just fall by the wayside because I've laid down and emptied myself. That's what you tell me. I receive that by faith today. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Just really believed before we go, anybody who has really been stirred, you don't have to come up, but so, any of you who are feeling a real burning inside, it's like, I'm burning, I just don't know what to do with this burn, if that's you, just come on up here. Wow. If you're burning, just come up. It's a Holy Spirit burn.
From the throne of God flows the
mighty
river.
Just come up if you're burning. Holy Spirit, keep coming.
Flowing deep and wide.
You're not burning, just stay where you are. That's fine. Burn in the seat. Start to burn. As you start to burn inside, you know what it is. Just come up.
From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit.
If you guys are burning on the inside, put your guitars down and come if that's you. It's more important than playing an instrument. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Flowing deep and wide. Flowing deep and wide from the throne of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Flowing deep and wide. Flowing deep and wide.
Yeah.
From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're coming. Come on. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The burn is from Him. Yes, Lord. Don't watch anybody else. Don't be looking at people. He's imparting something new today. That's a burn in your heart. Come on. If you come up, you're willing to lay everything down. You're willing to die. You are willing to die. That means that anybody can say anything to you, and you're not going to get offended. And if you do, you can hear about it from somebody. Because this is serious right now. More, Lord. More, Lord. Yeah.
From the throne of God, flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives.
Any job you have in here, this is more important. So if you're burning, you come. Yes, Lord.
We must receive your power to be witnesses of love.
Thank you, Lord. Father, these are the ones who are burning right now, Lord God, and you see them. Father, they're willing to be released from all religious thinking, all barriers, Lord God, who really want to know you intimately. They want to go deeper, Lord. They're willing to change their thinking, their minds. They're willing to take steps, Lord God. They're willing to be set free. They're willing to walk in the fullness that you have. They're willing to seek you right now, Lord God. They're willing to go to the highest heights. They're willing to go after every encounter from you. They're willing to have encounters, desiring full encounters with you. They're desiring everything that you have. They're desiring the fullness of your Spirit right now. They're desiring more, Lord God, that there's not going to be a lack anymore. But they're going to be the first ones. They're going to be the ones leading the brigade. They're going to be the ones out saying, I want you. I want everything you have. And I'm not going to go backwards any longer. Not that you are, but that's just what I'm hearing for someone that's for. I don't know who. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's okay. You can just receive. Holy Spirit, just come. Yeah.
Walk daily in your Spirit.
More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Yeah.
Flowing from the throne.
Wow. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord.
From the throne of God, flows in my river, flowing deep and wide.
What I'm sensing right now, I'm asking the Lord what to do. Here's what I'm sensing, that you need to sing with Pastor Bill if that's you. Just come on up if that's you, and I'll do what he tells me to do. That's what I'm hearing. So just come on up if that's you.
Yeah.
Whatever he's singing, you sing with him. Just come on up. Come on up front. Some of you are in the back. Come on up. Come on up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Building up our lives from the throne of God. Builds the Holy Spirit. Filling up our lives, flowing deep and wide from the throne of God, flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide from the throne of God, flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives from the throne of God, flows the Holy Spirit. Filling up our lives, a mighty river, a mighty river, a mighty river, a mighty river is flowing and filling, coming from the throne of God, the river from the throne. Oh, we take you as our own, Holy Spirit, from the throne of God, flows a mighty river.
If there's a song, Andy, if that's something they can sing, they can see up there. They don't know it. Put it up real quick. I'm hearing from the Lord, sing to me. He's releasing on you right now. Sing to me, worship me. He's releasing everything that you have asked for this morning. Yeah. Sing to me. Yeah. That's it.
We must receive your power.
Thank you, Lord.
To be witnesses of love.
Thank you, Lord.
Walk daily in your spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Flowing from the throne of God. From the throne of God flows a mighty river to our hearts, our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. From the throne of God flows the
Just sing out to the Lord. Just sing out what you see on the screen. Wow. You're crying out for Him to fill you up right now with a new dimension of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Yes, Lord. Even if it's different from Pastor Bill, sing out. Sing out from your, this is your desire coming up. Sing out to Him. This is what He's saying right now. Yes, Lord. More, Lord.
From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit.
Just keep singing. Sing out to the Lord. Sing out to the Lord. Sing, Lord.
From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows a mighty river.
Keep your eyes on the Lord. Just sing out to Him.
Flowing deep and
wide. More. More.
Flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. Filling, 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 filling up our lives. Overflow, overflow. Flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, deep and wide, deep and wide, deep and wide. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit. He's filling up our lives, oh our lives, oh our lives, oh our lives. We must receive your power to be witnesses of love. Walk daily in your spirit, flowing from the throne of God. From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. Flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. Filling, filling, filling up our lives. We must receive your power.
power to be witnesses of your love. Walk daily in your spirit, flowing from
keep singing
the
out to him.
Of God. From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. Flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. We must receive your power to be witnesses of love. Walk daily in your spirit, flowing from the throne of God. From the throne of God flows a mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God flows that mighty river, flowing deep and wide, flowing deep and wide. From the throne of God, yes, flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. From the throne of God flows the Holy Spirit, filling up our lives, filling up our lives, filling up our lives. Filling up our lives. Filling up our lives. Let everything that is pure in your heart, Lord Jesus, be swept away by your power, oh Lord. I want to stand before you, dressed in your finest linen, holy in purity, my Lord. Pure and holy, giving glory I will praise. I set my eyes upon you, I focus my mind on you. I want to give you oh so much. Touch me and move my spirit, love me without a limit. Oh Lord, I cry out for your touch. Pure and holy, giving glory to the King of Kings. Here before you, I adore you. Praise I will bring. Let everything that isn't pure in your sight, Lord Jesus, be swept away by your power, oh Lord.
I want to stand before you, dressed in your finest linen, holy in purity, my Lord. Pure and holy, giving glory to the King of Kings. Here before you, I adore you, praises I will bring. I set my eyes upon you, I focus my mind on you, I want to give you oh so much. Touch me and move my spirit, love me without a limit. Oh Lord, I cry out for your time. Pure and holy, giving glory to the King, the King of all kings. Here before you, I adore you, praises I will bring. Let everything that isn't pure in your sight, Lord Jesus, be swept away by your power, oh Lord. I want to stand before you, dressed in your finest linen, holy in purity, my Lord. Pure and holy, giving glory to the King of all kings. Here before you, I adore you, praises I will bring. I set my eyes upon you, focus my mind on you, I want to give you oh so much. Touch me and move my spirit, love me without a limit. Oh Lord, I cry out for your time. Pure and holy, giving glory the King of all kings. Here before you, I adore you, praises I will bring. Pure and holy, giving glory to the King, the King of all kings. Here before you, I adore you, praises I will bring. I love you, Jesus.
are God's son. I love you, Jesus. You are the one. I give you honor, such glory and praise. I live for you, Lord, all of my days. And when the morning dawns a new day, I will lift up your holy name, for you are the Lord, you are Jesus, mighty Son of God. You are the Lord, you are Jesus, precious Lamb of God. I love you, Jesus. You are Messiah. I love you, Jesus. You are my vine. I love you, Jesus. You are the shepherd. I love you, Jesus. You're the Ancient of Time. You are the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. You are the resurrected Savior. Who redeemed me from my sin. For you are the Lord, you are Jesus, mighty Son of God. You are the Lord, you are Jesus, precious Lamb of God. You are the Lord, you are Jesus, you're the mighty Son of God. You are the Lord, you are Jesus, you're the precious Lamb of God. Precious Lamb of God, you're the precious Lamb of God. You are Jesus, I'm Mashiach, oh Yeshua, you are Messiah, the great I am, Lily of the Valley, bright and morning star, that's who you are. Mighty Jesus, resurrection and the life. You're the resurrection and the life. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, that's who you are. That's who you are. Oh, the true vine, the living word, the living water, living bread. That's who you are, that's who you are, Jesus. Lion of Judah, come and roar in our praise.
presence come and roar o'er and o'er and o'er. More and more, Lord. Come and roar more and more, Lord. Resurrection and the life. Beginning and the end. All we need forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. I come into your presence. I come into your presence. I draw in, I draw near. I come close to your heart. I can hear it beating for the world, beating for the nations. Oh Lord, send me here. I am. Here I am. Oh Lord, send me to Brazil. Send me to Mozambique. Send me to West Africa, to Ghana. Send me, Lord, to China, India, Indonesia, Singapore. God, here I am, send me. Oh, send me. Send me wherever you want me to go, Lord. It might be the streets of Canton. Oh, I'll go, Lord, I'll go, Lord, I'll go, Lord. Into my neighborhood and unto the nations I will go in your name, your holy, glorious name. Anywhere you want to send me, I will go in your name. I love you, Jesus. You are God's Son. I love you, Jesus. You are the one. I give you honor, glory, and praise. I live for you, Lord, all of my days. And when the morning dawns a new day, I will lift up your holy name, for you are the Lord. Yes, you are Jesus. You're the mighty Son of God. You are the Lord. You are Jesus, precious Lamb of God. Messiah, I love you, Jesus. You are my vine, I love you, Jesus. Yes, you are the shepherd, I love you, Jesus. You're the Ancient of Time. You are the Alpha and the the beginning and the end.
are the Lord. You are Jesus. You're the mighty Son of God. You are the Lord. You are Jesus. You're the precious Lamb of God. You are the Lord. You are Jesus, mighty Son of God. You are the Lord. You are Jesus, precious Lamb of God. Precious Lamb of God. Precious Lamb of God. Jesus, Son of Man, Son of God, the Christ, the Sent One. You are Jesus, Son of Man, Son of God, Holy Sent One, Jehovah Rapha, you are the healer God, Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace, you bring joy in tribulation, Lord, you bring joy. Bring joy when you bring us to our knees, God. Oh, we worship you in joy. Bring us to our knees, God. Oh, we worship you in joy. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, resurrection and the life. You are the one, our Savior, who takes away all of our sin. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm free. I'm free. Jesus, this I know, Jesus, seven 700 names and titles to meet every need in our hearts, 700 names and titles to meet every need in our hearts, 700 names and titles to multiply bread and fish within our hearts, within our hearts. He's in the boat with you at the bottom, lying on a cushion, completely at peace. He's in your boat at the bottom, lying on a cushion in peace. Why are you troubled, child? Let him quiet the waves and the sea in your life. Let him quiet the waves and the sea in your life. And then you stand up and do the same. Stand up and do the same. By the authority in his name. I love you, Jesus. You're more than I could ever need, Jesus. You're who I really need, yes, Jesus. Tear down the idols, tear down the walls between us, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong, the water's deep. I'm not alone on these open seas. Your love never fails. The chasm is far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages.
Thank you, guys. Bless you. See you Tuesday. Stay as long as you want to receive. Just receive. Just keep receiving what he has. God bless you all.
And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails.